Now for another interview by Red Eye Co-op Radio on Bolivia's new government.
Bolivia's poor and indigenous majority has fought battle after battle against a slew of neoliberal economic policies. In 2000, Bolivians successfully blocked privatization of the country's water. Last summer, social movements shut down the capital city, occupied oil fields, and forced the resignation of two successive presidents with their demand for nationalization of the oil and gas industries. Now these social movements are claiming as their latest victory the election of Evo Morales as Bolivia's president. Morales is the country's first indigenous president and is the leader of the movement towards socialism, or MAS party. Last weekend, during a swearing-in ceremony, Morales repeated his pledges to fight neoliberalism and return control of the country to the indigenous majority. Adriana Paz is a Bolivian activist and journalist living in Vancouver. She recently returned from Bolivia and has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for coming down. You were in Bolivia at the time of the December election. Mm-hmm. What was the mood there since Morales has been elected president?
Well, the mood before Evo has elected. Well, I think the general mood, it's a lot of happiness and hope. And almost everybody, I mean, almost, I said almost because the businessman people, they are kind of afraid. They are just saying all the worst thing that can happen in Bolivia. But the general mood is a lot of hope and happiness. I think that the decision of the people of Bolivia to change the course of history by electing a total and another type of government, it has been very, very clear. So the mood is happiness and celebration. And of course, there are certain uncertainties because it's totally new for the people to be on the power of the government. And there are a lot of hope and happiness.
After his inauguration last weekend, Morales announced the appointment of his cabinet ministers. Is this government structured differently than others have been?
Yes. The new restructuring of the government has begun with main changes, like the creation of new and key ministries, like the Ministry of the Water and Mining, and the elimination of the Ministry of the Indigenous People. But those key ministries, like the Water and Mining, it's very strategic, not only in terms that they are going to pay attention, special attention to the recovery of the natural resources like the water and like the gas, but because the social movements that have been led to the resignation of the two presidents have come from that sector. The people who has mobilized for the water war and for the miners having also have played a great and key role on the recovery of all these natural resources. So it's not only to pay attention to the natural resources, but also to strengthen and to give to reinforce the organization of these sectors that are very, very the life and the energy of the social movements in Bolivia. So that's a very important change. And also talking about who is in the head of these ministries, this is also something very new that this government is changing, because usually the ministries are being given to the fat cats of the people from the coalition, from the ruling coalition. Now the ministries are in hands of the people, from leaders, labor leaders, indigenous people, and peasants, poor farm workers. So, and a small amount of leftist academics and urban people, we can say. But it's, for example, we have 16 ministers are indigenous, and they really come from the base. So that's a huge change, and that can put more pressure on making change fast, because these people that